World Youth Day is over, but not yet. I have been to 3 separate World Youth Days in Sydney, in Rio de Janeiro, and in Poland. And it's days of graces for the 1 to 1.5 million youth and adults that attend. It's an amazing experience. And just like the parable of the sower, once those seeds are sown, the devil at the end of World Youth Day tries to go and take it from soil that is not ready to receive it. So right now is the most important moment, because all of those graces, everything those youth have heard, is beginning to sink into their mind and their hearts. And I want all of them converted. Now, there was a certain someone that said that they did not want to convert the people to Christ that came to World Youth Day. We don't want to talk about that. We need to do instead Catholic Opposite Day. Great idea. Let's convert all of them. And I have one prayer to convert them all. Now, I'm wearing my World Youth Day shirt. I did not attend this year. This is the one for this year. But it's such an amazing thing that I had to order online. So I'm going to ask you to pray with me one of the Fatima prayers for the conversion of all the youth as they go home. So right now, as this is being recorded, World Youth Day has ended. They are headed home. Some of them will be staying there in Portugal. Some headed back to wherever it is that they're from. And we need to pray for them, that all the things that they have heard, all of the choices that they have made to turn to Christ will not go back once they go back to their lives and all these earthly temptations. So please pray with me this prayer. And at the very end, I will say, especially for the youth of World Youth Day. Now, if possible, I will post this prayer on the screen. Please pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences by which he is offended, by the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners, especially the youth of World Youth Day. My friends, thank you for joining me in this video. May God touch the hearts of all those that went to World Youth Day with an open heart, that did not yet know Christ, that all of them may fully convert to Jesus, may give their hearts to him, may come back to us as saints, because this is what the world needs. God bless you, and I'll see you in the